Blog Talk Radio.
But this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us all rejoice and be glad in it. And welcome to Pray One for Another. I'm your host, Evangelist Hilder, sitting in for my pastor, Prophet R.D. Wiggins, who is the pastor of House of Manessa Christian Ministries. And we are a church beyond walls. I'd like to first of all take this time to thank you for tuning in. And this is Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, our very own Associate Pastor Kathy DuVos from Led by God's Christian Ministry will be here to bless our hearts with a mighty word from God. So you don't want to miss this Holy Ghost-filled woman on fire for the Lord Tune in at 7 p.m. when Pastor Kathy will bless us with a word. Amen. And you can also call in your prayer requests at 319-527-6204. Our motto comes from James chapter 5, verse 16, where it says, confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that ye may be healed. The effective, permanent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. To God be the glory. Let us pray. Father God, I just want to thank you for this ministry and vision. And I pray your Holy Spirit manifest a breakthrough of deliverance, healing, and salvation through all nine of its gifts, and that this prayer ministry grows in partnership, fellowship, and membership. In the mighty name of your Son, Jesus, we do pray. Amen, amen, and amen. At this time, I'd like to welcome in the Holy Spirit into the sanctuary, because we never like to start our broadcast or our service without inviting the Holy Spirit to come into the midst of it all. So Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. By Francesca. Praise be to God.
There's nothing worth more that could ever come close. No thing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen the sweetest of love, where my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. Your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come you
praise God. In Matthew 1:22-23 says, all this took place to fulfill what the Lord has said through the prophet. The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. In Hebrews 13:8 says, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. Amen. Ecclesiastes 1:2 says, meaningless, meaningless, says the teacher. Utterly meaningless. Everything is meaningless. Praise be to God. Proverbs 3:6. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his mighty word. Amen. Rest in me, my child, forgetting about the worries of the world. Focus on me, Emmanuel, and let my living presence envelop you in peace. Tune in to my eternal security, for I am the same yesterday, today, and forever. If you live on the surface of life by focusing on ever-changing phenomena, you will find yourself echoing the words of Solomon. Meaningless, meaningless, everything is meaningless. Living in collaboration with me is the way to install meaning into your days. Begin each day alone with me so that you can experience the reality of my presence. As you spend time with me, the way before you opens up step by step. Arise from the stillness of our communion and gradually begin your journey through the day. Hold my hand in desperate dependency on me, and I will smooth out the path before you. I hope and pray that this message is a blessing to you as it is to me. Amen. At this time, I will play another selection.
Unto him who sits on the throne, and unto the Lamb that was slain, be all glory, honor, dominion, and power, forever and ever. Amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. 커져서 위와 컴컴할렐루야. 아 아시아 대본 엠베니퍼 유누난 어커져서 야며 사위와 컴컴할렐루야.
Jehovah, thank you for desiring to be close to me. Thank you for not only being high and lifted up, but also dwelling with lowly and with those who are not of a high stature. Thank you for the goodness and depth of your heart, which pours out love time and again in my life. Thank you for your grace and patience, which you lovingly manifest even in the face of my many dismissals of you. I often walk in the midst of the beauty of your creation without giving you the praise and credit you deserve. Please accept my heart of gratitude right now for all you have made and for your desire to know me fully and to empower me to know you as well. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. You are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, our very own Associate Pastor Kathy Dubose from Led by God's Christian Ministry will be here to bring us a mighty word from God this evening. Amen. In the meantime, I will play another selection. And I do hope and pray that you are enjoying our inspirational music on this Thankful Thursday, because we all have something to be thankful for. Amen. Praise be to God.
Heavens and on earth, in the seas and all their depths, Lord, you're greater. He makes clouds rise from the earth, sending lightning with the rain, and Lord, you're greater.
Jehovah, to know you and to be known by you, to experience the depths of this intimacy is my heart's greatest cry. Give me the capacity to love you deeply and to receive the love you have for me. Where my heart has become hardened or jaded, remind me of the purity of your love and gentle massage it open again. Where my mind has become too articulate, give me the gift of wonder at who you are and the works of your hands. Delight my soul with your word and with the fresh wind of your Holy Spirit. Slow my steps so that abiding with you becomes a way of life. Help me to honor you as King and to advance your kingdom. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
when the music fades and we're so distant. You will never cease praising you, Father. For you will come as a full appreciation of your glory. For as long as we live to magnify your name, Lord. Hallelujah. Worship the Lord with me, somebody. Forever we love you. Forever we live to worship you, Lord. We bless you, Jesus.
I live for you.
God. And now it is time for our devotional message, amen, which is entitled, Always With You. And the scripture reading for this message is coming from 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 17. And it says, the Lord stood with me and strengthened me. Amen. Praise be to God. Nothing is more painful than being forsaken by those we trust during times of trouble. Of course, there are many reasons others may fail us. They may feel inadequate to help us, fear trouble or inconvenience, be jealous of us, or simply be self-centered and insensitive. Although examining the cause may not erase our pain, it can help us understand why we are always admonished to put our full trust in God. Paul certainly understood this as he sat in prison, facing a sentence of death. He wrote in 2 Timothy 4 and 16, no one supported me, but all deserted me. The apostle, who had sacrificed so much and poured his life into so many, was bereft of earthly comfort or companionship. However, God never let him down. The good news is that the Lord offers his strength and presence to you in the same way today. Even if no one understands your struggles or all others leave you, God is with you. So don't be discouraged. Love those around you and be there for them. But put your trust in the Lord. He will never leave you or forsake you, and is always faithful to comfort and deliver you regardless of what you face. Amen? Praise be to God. I hope and pray that this devotional message is a blessing to you as it is to me. Let us pray. Jesus, thank you for remaining faithful when others fail me. I rejoice that because of you, I am never really alone. In your name, I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. And that is our devotional message for this evening. Praise be to God. Again, you are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And again, at 7 p.m., our very own Pastor Kathy Dubose from Led by God's Christian Ministry will be here to bless our hearts with a mighty word from God. In the meantime, I will play another selection.
La, 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 la. Getting by, couldn't find a friend to wipe the tears from my eyes. Holiday blues, I didn't know what to do. Couldn't afford to buy gifts, or it was overdue. Christmas Eve, I began to pray.
for Christmas.
O Lord God, my Adonai, you are a great and mighty God. You have opened my eyes to see your greatness and your strong hand. What God is there in heaven or on earth who can do the amazing and powerful things you can do? Who can create a mountain? Who can make the deep where the waters rest far beyond anything we can see? Who can calm a storm with just one word? None other than you, Adonai. You are the master over all. You are the Lord above all. And you are deserving of the highest honor and praise. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God.
Father, we ask you now, as we lift your name, that you'll dwell among us and be our God, and we are your people. Let's realize this together. No matter what,
no matter what,
come on, the problem
may be,
He's in control,
and he knows
yes,
everything.
I have the victory,
victory, for he is my king.
In him I live, I move,
and have my being.
Say it again. No matter what,
no matter what, the problem may be,
He's in control
and he knows everything.
How many know that you got the victory?
I have the victory, for he is my king.
In him I live, I move,
and
I
have my
say
king.
Like the best of people.
Best of
come
peace.
On, lift them up again.
For this day rejoice and shout unto
him. Why? When you come to
control. He's in control and he knows everything.
I have the victory,
for he is my king.
In him I live.
In him I live, move and have my being.
Say it again. No matter what.
No matter what the problem may
be. Come on, clap your hands like this and sing it with us.
He's in control and he knows everything.
I have the victory,
for he is my king.
Him I live.
In him I live.
Can you believe that?
My
sing this for the blood of people. Come on, lift him.
Call us to triumph, and we know we will
Adonai, I humbly bow and ask for your forgiveness for failing to honor you as I should. I ask you to show me great mercy for the many times I have gone about my day without considering that you are the Lord and Master over all. How dare I fail to acknowledge your hand? How dare I attribute to man what I ought to attribute to you? Forgive me for my short-sightedness and lack of faith. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Shot me with your arrow of love. Love angel sent from heaven above. For so long I was searching for somewhere to belong. Never felt like this. Love angel.
praise be to God. El Bethel, I know that you can do all things and that no purpose of yours can be thwarted. You have revealed your power and your strength in countless ways. The heavens tell of your glory. The skies display your marvelous craftsmanship. Day after day, they continue to speak, and at night, they make you known. They speak without a word, and their voice is silent in the skies. Yet their message goes out to all of us on the earth. For since the creation of the world, your invisible attributes, your eternal power and divine nature have been clearly seen, being understood through what has been made. You have revealed yourself to all of us, El Bethel, and I give you praise for who you are. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Again, you are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, our very own Pastor Kathy Dubose will come and bring a mighty word from God this evening. Amen. So in the meantime, I will play another selection while we're waiting on our speaker for this evening. Praise God.
Bread of life sent down from glory. Many things you were on earth, a holy king, a carpenter. You are the living word, say it now. Come on. Many things you were on earth, a holy king, a carpenter. Come on, Houston, you can say it one time with us. Bread sent down from glory. Many things. Come on, somebody say it.
Many things you were on earth, a holy king, a carpenter. You are the living
awesome
word.
Ruler.
Awesome ruler.
Gentile redeemer. God with us.
God with us.
This is what we like to call you, Jesus, Jesus. That's what we call you, yeah. You were born in a manger, but on a tree you died to save man.
The
Jesus, Jesus,
Jesus.
That's what we call you.
Angel born
but on a tree.
Amen. Praise be to God. And now it is time for the word. At this time, our very own Pastor Kathy Dubose from Led by God's Christian Ministry is going to come and bless our hearts this evening with a mighty word from God. So we are going to welcome her with a hand clap praise. Amen. God bless you, Pastor Kathy. How are you this evening?
God bless you, dear heart. Doing awesome. Thank you.
Praise God. It's in your hands.
I tell you, life is so interesting. Ooh. Wow. We have so much going on. And I'm looking at everybody and I'm going, wow. 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 It's amazing. Here's the thing. We do know, I just want to start out with this. We do know. We do know whenever God uses us to do something, it is not for us.
Amen.
It is for him. And you go, what do you mean it's for him? It's for him. Because guess what? When you show kindness to someone, it is not for them. It is for him. Why? He's seeing your heart. Yeah. As you do all of these things, it is for him that he may be glorified. I look at some of the people and I go, you know what? They don't realize what you do is a reflection of how you feel about, help me, Holy Ghost. How it's a reflection of how you feel toward God. Yes, it is. He said, guess what? Whatever you do to them, you really doing it as unto me. Yeah. So when you hurt someone on purpose, right, when you just don't want to help someone, God said, if you don't do it for them, you didn't do it for me.
Okay.
Guess what he says? He says, when I was in jail, you didn't come visit me. When I was thirsty, you didn't give me nothing to drink. When I was hungry, you didn't feed me. And the word says, God, when did I see you in jail or hungry? Or he said, every time you saw one of them and you did not help them, you did not help me. My goodness, glory to God. Don't get me to preaching too soon. Here's the thing. A lot of times, we don't want to do it for someone because of how we feel for someone.
Yeah.
We forget that forget about the someone. God is only looking at you.
Amen.
Yeah, because what's happening is, you say, she don't look like she need no money. He don't look like he hungry. He don't look. Hey, God didn't tell you to examine them or their needs. All he said was, Kathy, go give him your $20. This last 20 I got. Oh, the devil is a liar. That ain't God talking. And Jesus said, wait a minute, Father, wait a minute. I know she's going to do the right thing. Just give her a second. She has some crazy thoughts right now, but give her a second. She going to do it. And the Holy Ghost is going, Kathy, that is not Satan talking. That is your Father. Give him your 20. This 20 right here, you know, I'm getting ready to go get some lunch and I think a shoe. Give it to them. Your Father which are in heaven is looking at you.
Mm-mm.
And so the Holy Ghost is down here trying to convince us to do right. Jesus is up there interceding, trying to tell God, we will do right. Give a second, give a second. You know our people, they slow.
Uh-huh.
Come on now. My goodness, glory God. You know why he's doing that? Because after this life is over and we get to that life, we have no excuse for what we did in this life. My goodness, glory to God.
Wow.
Precious and Heavenly
Praise
Father,
God.
Just want to say thank you, oh God. Thank you for waking us up this morning. Clothed in our right minds, divine healing within our bodies, oh God. You saw fit to allow us to see another day, oh God. My goodness, thank you. Thank you. Thank you, God. I know some people wake up, their bodies wrecking with pain, all kinds of tribulation going on, and they're not saying, thank you, God. They're saying, oh, God, I'm still here in this mess. When they really should be saying, thank you, God.
Exactly.
Because that means you have the opportunity to turn things around for me, God. Huh? This tribulation is temporal. It too shall pass.
Amen.
Help us
Amen.
To remember that, God. Help us to remember who you are. In every one of our situations, God, that we know who you are.
That's right.
My goodness, glory
Praise
to God.
Him.
That
Praise
we understand him. The meaning of your name, oh God. Omnipresent, omnipotent, all-knowing and forever present. God, that we may know you and do those things that are pleasing in your sight. Don't worry about what's going on in your life and all that's wrong. Just, my goodness, glory to God. When you start doing for God, you're going to see him doing for you.
Amen.
Did you hear what I said? You're going to
yes.
see him doing. I didn't say when you start doing for God, he's going to start doing for you. That's not what I said. I said when you start doing for God, you're going to see what he's doing for you.
Amen.
He's already doing it for, my goodness, glory to God. He's Amen. Already doing it for you.
Yes.
You just don't see it.
Amen.
But when you get to doing things for God, that means you get into the presence of God. And when you get into the presence of God, you're going to see all that God is doing. You're going to see that you walked out of your house, got in your car, went down the road, and there was a truck heading your way. And the angels got in front of that truck and made that truck make a U-turn. And you just kept on going, not even knowing you were in harm's way. You're going to see that when they came in there saying, we got to let so-and-so go, we got to let so-and-so go, we don't have enough money in the budget, that God took your name off their list.
Okay.
Come on now.
Yes, he
You're
going
to start seeing all that God is doing for you.
Yes.
Thank you, God. Have your way with this word tonight, oh God. We know. We know, oh God, as we receive it and apply it into our daily lives, that you and only you will get the glory. Thank you for all you've done, doing, and are going to do. Have your way right now. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen.
You know, I was doing a whole bunch of stuff today because, you know, we just a little, look, just a little bit shorthanded. We are just a little bit shorthanded.
Yes.
So we got to work the kitchen. We got to be the CA, the MA, the DA, the doo-doo. We got to do it all. So, you know, this is what job thing. If I make you a director, if I make you a manager, all of the leaders, you got to do everything in this building. So when we're shorthanded over here, you run over there. We shorthanded over here, you run over there. And you just all over the place.
Uh-huh.
So today, I'm one of those people that, because I preach God's word, that I like to look at the people around me. Because I'm trying to see if they're getting what I'm releasing. Why? Because I want to know, God, I just want to speak on a level where they can receive it and apply it to their lives. But if I try to talk with all this here and they don't understand nothing and they still looking like, what is she talking about? You know, that's not good. So I have a tendency, as I'm speaking, I'm looking around, see what's going on. Well, today was one of those days because my boss, she texted me. Now, she done went out of town, told me everything to do yesterday, all this. She texted me again. You do know you're second in charge. And I'm going, what are you doing? You're in New York. Enjoy Times Square. So I'm walking around looking because we got employees that like to hide. Yeah. Now, they're supposed to be doing stuff, but they'll find a laundry room. They'll find a little corner where nobody goes back in that area, and they'll hide. They're not doing nothing. They just hide because they don't want to do nothing.
Oh, okay.
So I'm walking through the building looking, and I'm going, oh, my God. I said, do you need help? Because now guess what? I'm not looking for the employees no more. I'm looking at the residents. And I'm going, hey, he don't got that can on him. What's going on? Now the can, you know I ain't no nurse. The can is an oxygen tank that he has with him all the time. And I'm going, he ain't got that can. What's going on? Where's the can? So I run up to him. I go, Mr. Bill, I'm making up a name for you. I don't know. So I said, Mr. Bill, are you okay? Because you don't get that thing with you. He goes, my oxygen tank. I said, oh, Lord, I called her the can. I said, yeah, are you okay? He said, not really. So I said, what I need to do? He said, I got to get to my room. And I'm thinking, if you go to the room, you're going to be alone. We need to see how we can get you some help. And he's going, get me to my room. There's oxygen. I said, okay. I swung that man around real quick. Because he likes to go to his room. He's in a wheelchair. He backs up to his room. I swung him around because I couldn't back up with him. So I swung him around, pushed that wheelchair down the hall, got him to the door, and I realized he didn't want me to go in. Because when we got to the door, he stuck his foot down. He said, okay, thank you. I said, where you get the strength to get the words out? He did not want me to go inside his room. So I said, you okay? He said, I'm good. And I leave. And I realized breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Mm-hmm. He couldn't eat because he didn't have enough oxygen.
Oh, no.
So every time I went back to the table, I said, he left his food again. He left his food again. And they said, well, you know, he don't have his oxygen, so he can't really eat. So I looked at one of the other directors. I said, can you help me a second? She came over there. I took that food and put it in the carryout. I said, we got to go to Mr. Ville's room. We got down to his room. I knocked on the door. I said, oh, he don't want us to come in. I knocked on the door. He said, come in. I opened the door. I said, Mr. Ville, you wasn't able to eat, so we brought you your dinner. He had a little tiny oxygen tank on him. Because he has one in the room and one he travels with.
Right.
He said, thank you so much. I am so hungry. I just needed to get to this oxygen. So we gave him the food, right? Da-da-da-da. Ran into another person. I looking at this lady. I said, oh, my God. Ooh. Oh. So I'm thinking now I got to change her hair because she is just through. So I'm going, okay, here we go, Sally. So she goes, you going to help me? I said, I sure am. Let's go, girl. So now I'm getting her to her room. She got a walker, so I can't push her or nothing because she got a walker. So I got to go at her feet. So I said, huh, I guess we going to stroll today. We ain't got to walk fast. She said, I can walk fast. I said, you can? She took that little walk. I thought I was on TV. She took that little walk and she started getting up down the hall. I said, thank you, Jesus. She said, I can walk fast. And we got down the hall. And we had all kind of situations like that. Mm-hmm. I went to our office. I looked at the people in the kitchen. I said, you guys good? They said, we good, Miss Kathy. I said, okay, I'm going to go in my room till dinner time. I went in my office. I sat down. I said, oh, King Jesus, I am tired. Uh-huh. And, you know, during the week, I wear high heel boots, and they look at me like, Miss Kathy thinks she young. Hey! I wear what I want to wear. You don't buy my clothes. But on Fridays, I wear my sneakers. Today I wore my sneakers, right?
Wow.
But I wore something that looked like they shoes, but they were sneakers. Honey, I got that on. I said, ooh, thank God I got these sneakers on because I am tired. But look, that means you've got to allow the Holy Ghost. Mm, my goodness, glory to God. You've got to allow the Holy Ghost, who is inside your day already, to look back at you and say, that's not going to work. Put those on. And you've got to adhere to what he's saying and go, okay, I just what he's thinking today. You're right. And get dressed. But if you look at it and go, no, I want to put this on, because, you know, I do that sometimes. I'm like, no, I don't want to wear it. I want to wear this. And every time I do that, I get myself in trouble. Put those sneakers on, did all that. I get ready to go, and there's a little old lady at the front desk. And she goes, Miss Kathy, come here for a minute. So I look at her. I say, oh, Lord, Jesus, I really am tired. I said, huh, what you need? She said, Miss Kathy, I watch you all the time. And I'm thinking, what for? Why would you need a watch chain? She said, I watch you all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You really have a kind heart. And I looked at her. I said, oh, okay, thank you. So I started walking away. She said, wait a minute, I'm not done. And I came back. She said, you can't take a compliment, huh? And I said, no, it's not that. You're not just, hey, I'm doing what everybody else is doing. She said, who told you everybody else is doing that?
Uh-oh.
Now, I know that there are days when I get frustrated because I look at those care aides, and I'm going, why did you just slam him into the chair? Why can't you just let them down easy? You know, they throw them down in the chair because they don't want to do it, you know. And I have to start crying. Every time that I go in there, I used to go, Lord, I know I'm doing finances, but how did I end up in assisted living? But you know what? Every time I help one of those people and I see the smile on their face, and they all want to grab you to them and hug you and kiss on you. And they grab me and hug and kiss on me. And I go, that's why.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I'm here. I'm not here for this check. I'm not here for this job. I am here because someone, Kathy, Sally, Trina, John, Tim, you are the ones that I chose to send in there because I knew you would care about them.
Mm-hmm.
Really care. Yeah.
That's right.
And then, you know, I get in there and I look around and I go, okay, thank you, God. Thank you. Because when I tell you I wheeled old Robert around and pushed him down the hallway, guess what? He was about 450 pounds.
What?
I started running down the hall with him because I was scared.
Jeez.
I said, I can't let this man die on my watch because he had no oxygen.
Whoa.
So because I was scared, I just swung the chair around and started pushing real quick, got him down there, and I wasn't paying attention to his weight or nothing. I was just scared because he needed some oxygen. And I'm thinking, I'm not even a nurse. I got to get him to the room. And no sooner he got to that room, he grabbed that little oxygen thing because when we got back with the food, he had it on.
Mm.
Anyway, the reason why I'm saying this is
yes.
because God is not the only one watching us. God is watching us to see, are we going to show him what we say is on our heart? Other people are watching us because we walking around saying, have a blessed day. God bless you. And they're looking at you going,
mm-hmm.
what does that mean? Because that's not who that person is. You got so many people watching you throughout the day.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And God is saying, who are they seeing when they look at you and what you're doing? Can they see me in you? My goodness, glory to God. And I tell you, there's been many a days I ain't had no money, I ain't had no food, and out of nowhere, someone will show up and go, Kathy, somebody put on my heart, and I'm going, somebody. They never say the Holy Ghost. They just said, somebody put it on my heart. Here, told him to bring you this. I look at that $20 as if it's $1,000. Or I look at that bag of groceries like, woo, thank you, Jesus. I just got the whole supermarket. You don't know
Amen.
When it's going to be your turn.
That's right.
For someone to take notice
mm-hmm.
that you are in need. Right? You don't know who's watching. You don't know who God is going to use to send to your aid to let them know you need help.
Yep. He sure does. Even
you know, my goodness, sometimes I just don't understand us, but it's not for me to understand. Here we go. Thank God this word is short and sweet. Thank you, God. Here we go. One little tiny scripture. Deuteronomy, all the way in the front of your Bible. Deuteronomy 29 and 29.
You just broke my pencil. Deuteronomy 29.
Here we go. Deuteronomy 29 and 29 says, you know, Genesis, Exodus, look all the way in the front of your Bible. Some of you are going, where's this Deuteronomy?
There.
Look in the front of your Bible. Deuteronomy 29:29 says, the secret things belong to the Lord our God.
But
the things revealed to us and to our children, but the things revealed belong to us and to our children forever. So that we may follow all the words of his law, of this law. Amen. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading, hearing, and always the doing of his word. Amen. The title of this message is The Need to Know. Deuteronomy says, the secret things belong to the Lord our God. But the things that he has revealed to us belong to us and to our children so that we may follow all the words of his law. You know what God is telling us? My goodness, glory to God, the need to know. You know, a lot of people say, help me, Holy Ghost. God is mischievous, mysterious. God is mysterious. It's a secret. You know how... God said, there's nothing mysterious about me. There's no secrets about me. because you do know he told them, to them it's a mystery. To you I reveal all things to, that you may know who I am. Why? Because you belong to me. And you said, well, we don't know everything. It's not for you to know. There's a thing that they do in the military. It is called hurry up and wait.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have to have a need to know. God says, you don't have the need to know. Why? Because you can't handle what you would know. And you're going, I can handle it. I can handle it. God is looking at you going, you can't even handle what you do know.
Mm-hmm.
How you going to handle what I know? I tell you, every time I think about God and I think about just one or two things that he know, I go, I don't want to know all that. Because there are times when God will let his chosen one,
mm-hmm.
right, his prophets, or just anybody that he wants to share a word with. And he'll go, now for me, he'll go, Kathy, go tell Pastor so-and-so that I said, and I'll go, ooh, 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 I'm not going to tell that pastor that. Ooh, no, 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 that's a pastor. But I ain't stupid either. You think I care that I'm going to hurt that pastor's feelings over what God is going to do to me for being disobedient? No. So I'm walking to him and I'm shaking. And I'm going, I got to tell this pastor what? And by the time I get to them, I done got caught up in the spirit. And by the time I open up my mouth, the Holy Ghost is revealing what God wants him to know.
Okay.
And then I just, after I release it, I'm gone. I ain't going to add to it. I ain't going to do nothing to it. I'm gone. I told you what God said. Right? But those are the times when you look and go, why are you letting me know? But really, you don't know. Just because you heard part of what God had to say to them does not mean you know the situation. You don't know. Only God knows.
That's
I was
right.
looking at this word, and I go, you know how many people say, it's a secret. God is mysterious. God is not mysterious. The things he wants us to know, we'll know. What God is omniscient. He's omnipotent. He's omnipresent. That's what God is, right? We cannot handle what a sovereign God knows. We can't. Just imagine if you knew, now you done went in there, and you done gave them your best field to get this job, and they said, wow, you're one of the best candidates yet, you know? And then they call you up and say, we narrowing it down to two people, and I tell you, you in a strong nine. Now, what if God whispers to you, you're not getting that job? And you're going, wait a minute, they really want me. They going to call me references and all like that. They want me. But God is saying, no, you want to know. So I'm going to help you, and I'm going to let you know. You're not getting the job.
Okay.
Going, they sure are paying a lot of money. Why am I not getting the job? I don't understand. What is going on? Now you're going to go crazy because you just found out you're not getting your dream job.
Mm-hmm.
And you are feeding yourself down. God said, no, you want to know. So I'm going to tell you, Kathy, you ain't getting that job. And then what did Kathy do? Kathy went for Zuki.
Mm-hmm.
I said, I'm not getting the job. Why you going to tell me this? No, you want to know. You want to know because this is me. I go, oh, God, if you just let me know I'm going to get this, I can wait. I don't care how long I got to wait, just knowing I'm going to get it. It's all right with me. And God said, no, you're not getting that. What'd you say? And I mean, I have half people call my references check out everything they need to check out, and then guess what? Send me an email, and you know when you get an email, that's a, oops, sorry, you're not the chosen one.
Okay.
You know why?
Because
while they wanted to hire you, God went and looked at them and said, I didn't tell you to hire her. I don't want her to work here. And the next you know why they're thinking, this is the candidate, this is the one we want to put in this job, they send you an email saying, sorry, unfortunately, we went with the other candidate. They were a little bit stronger. Stronger than what? I got everything you asked for.
Nope.
But later on in life, when you get closer in your relationship to God, you get to understanding those things that you think you absolutely got to have. This is your dream job, da 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 da. And God is saying, nope, that was the job from hell. And you're going, what? Because why? Those are the secret things that he's talking about. I can't let you know why you're not getting it. I'm not even going to tell you you're not getting it. I'm going to let them tell you. Because you can't handle what I'm going to tell you. Sometimes the truth hurts. Just imagine if God says, Sally, your daughter's going to die tomorrow. What you say? It's okay. I'm still with you. No, what did you say? I'm going to protect you. I'm going to comfort you. I'm going to feed you. What did you say? You're going to be okay. Okay? I am going to get you. I don't care about that. What did you just say? I said your daughter's going to die tomorrow. God, is that you or is that Satan? Because, you know, Satan just want to kill, steal, and destroy. So I know that's him talking. God said, no. I'm trying to get you ready. Your daughter is going to die tomorrow. Do you know what you would do? You would go absolutely crazy. That's why God says, I have to handpick what you know. You got to have a need to know. And then what you think you need to know, you don't need to know. God is trying to tell her this why. He says, because there's some things that we're going on in our merry little life, and we've forgotten that he told us he has plans for us. Plans to prosper us, not to harm us. Does that mean that the truth won't hurt? No, that's not what it means. The truth is going to hurt sometimes.
That's
and it's
right.
going to hurt bad.
Yes, it does.
It's going to hurt. I tell y'all, and I'm going to bring this in for a close. Here's the thing. God told me. He told me my son was going to go. You know what I said? I said, boy, shut up talking. You ain't going nowhere. I'm going first. He said, Mom, listen. I didn't want to hear it. I said, boy, stop that talking. Right? But see, God loves us enough that he'll let us hear afterwards. Do you understand what I'm saying? Even though my son was talking, telling me he was going, God did not let me hear it till almost a year later. Why? Because I couldn't handle what he was saying. I was already going crazy. Stop talking like that. I don't want to hear nothing. He said, I want to be created. I said, oh, Lord Jesus, he's trying to kill me. And then I looked over there, I saw him crying, and I went, go ahead, tell your story. But I still didn't embrace it until almost a year later. I went, oh, my God, a month before all of that, God was saying, Kathy, I'm trying to get you ready. Trying to get you ready. But guess what? He didn't intend for me to hear it until later. Why later? Because now, Kathy, you're still there. You're going down, and I need to let you know this now so that I can bring you out of it.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't intend for you to hear it then. I want you to hear it now. Because back then, you didn't hear it anyway. Because I didn't want you to hear it, because you would have went crazy. You would have been sitting by his head, not letting him out of your sight, and he's a grown man. Here's the thing. Whatever God has planned for us, it is going to come to pass. God has told us in his words, your days are full of tribulation. We're going to have all kind of stuff happening.
Mm-hmm.
Death, you know, goodness, sadness. All of it's going to happen, and guess what? It's all not coming from Satan.
Nope. No, it's not.
Oh, if you really want to know the truth, can y'all handle the truth? Here's the truth. None of it's coming from Satan. And you're going, what?
Mm-hmm.
You ain't to tell me God trying to kill me, steal from me, destroy me? No, that's Satan trying to do that. But guess what? He still got to get permission.
That's right. Yes, he do.
He's got to go. God, you know the plans that you have for Kathy.
Mm-hmm.
This point in her life, can I let her have it? God said, now you can. Go ahead. Shoot your best shot.
Mm-hmm.
I want to go after her kids because God is going, I know. I know what you want to do. And then he tries to go after the kids, and guess what God said? I still got a hedge of protection around them.
Of course.
So guess what? None of us are going until God says our time is up.
Amen.
Nothing is going to happen to you, or you. Unless God deems that it should happen.
That's right.
Whatever Satan means for your head, God is going to work it out for your good. And I know whoever is under the sound of my voice right now is going, why is she trying to scare us? No.
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 Scary.
I'm trying to let you know, just because you don't know all the intricate details of God's plans for your life does not mean that God is not in your life.
That's right. He's always there.
Just because you're doing things right now that God is not pleased with, it does not mean he's not in your life. I did a whole bunch of things my mother and father didn't like, but they didn't stop loving me. You think because you did what you did or you're doing what you're doing that God is not loving you? No.
No.
God is a merciful, forgiving, long-suffering God.
Thank you.
Yeah. You think he don't see what you're doing? Kathy may not see it, but God sees it.
Amen. Yes, he does.
And guess what he's saying? Mm. So you think I got to alter my plans because you just did that? No.
Mm-mm.
Already knew you was going to do that. So, oh my goodness, glory to God.
Yes, yes, yes.
As God say, Elder Willie, it's time for you to start preaching. Guess what Elder Willie needs to say? Lord, show me how. That's it. But guess what he's going to say? Lord, you know I ain't ready. You need to choose somebody else. That's what Isaiah said. He said, oh, my lips, they so dirty. I'd have been cussing and lying. And God took some hot coal and burnt the sin off his lips.
Yes, he did.
He said, can I use you now? Because now I done cleaned your lips. Come on now. Moses said, I stutter. This one said, I can't do this. Lord, I'm a hot mess. And God says, if I knew you in your mother's womb and I called you when you were there,
mm-hmm.
don't you know by the time you got to where you are now, I already knew you was going to be there, and I made preparation for that.
Yes, he
has. It's called salvation. What I did was I sent my son so that on the day that I call you and you get ear to hear what thus says the Lord.
Yes,
and
Lord.
You're looking saying, I can't, I did so-and-so. He said, but I sent salvation. I let our son die on the cross because I knew you was going to do that, and that.
That's right.
And so now, freely, you can get into this family. All you got to do is receive my son as your savior.
Amen.
Ask for
Amen.
Forgiveness of your sins. And it's just that simple.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, God.
God said,
Thank
I knew
you.
What you was going to do.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't change my mind about calling you. I knew how long it was going to take you to get in. It didn't change my mind.
That's right.
Just because you don't know all of my plans
mm-hmm.
does not mean I don't have plans.
That's right.
He says, and guess what else he said in that word? He said, not all of it is a secret. There's so much that God has enlightened us about himself through his word. That's how you get to know him.
It's true.
That's how you get to know a little bit about what he would do and what he wouldn't do through yeah. his word.
That's right. Yes.
Yeah. My mm-hmm. goodness, glory to God. Here's the closing. Watch this. It says, he said, the secret things belong to the Lord our God, but the things revealed belong to us and to our children forever, so mm-hmm. that we may follow all the words of his law.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Or that we, God has made known to us himself through his word.
That's right.
So that we can live in obedience.
Amen.
To his word.
Yes.
Knowing what he approves and disapproves.
Mm-hmm.
Your God is a forgiving, loving, just God.
Yes,
and I know
is.
Someone is going, he's not my God. I don't go to church. I haven't received Jesus as my Lord and Savior. He's still your God. Huh?
Yes.
He's still your God.
You
know why? Because inside his word he says, I got sheep that haven't come in yet. So if he's claiming you before mm-hmm. you get in there, why not claim him before you come in?
Amen. Amen.
He says, I still have sheep. They out there. They ain't
mm-hmm.
come in yet.
A whole lot of them.
But when he said, I got sheep, they still belong to me.
Yes, Lord.
They haven't given me their heart yet.
Not
they
yet.
Still mine. And guess what he's doing?
Mm-hmm.
All along the way, he's protecting you, providing
mm-hmm.
for you,
yes.
guiding you. He's
yes.
doing all this and you don't even know it.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes.
And you mm-hmm. say you need to know. You don't need to know. What you need to know is God is still with you.
Amen. Amen.
Huh?
Yes.
That's what his word says. The need to know. What you need to know is that God is with you.
Yeah.
That's all you need to know.
That's it.
You don't need the details. The details belong to him.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, God.
The creator belongs
yes.
to you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
And all you got to do, God, I thank you. God, I love you. Forgive me, God. Father God, thank you that you would never leave me nor forsake me. And guess what? When he says I'll never leave you nor forsake you, that's even before you come in.
Yes.
Kathy was out there doing all kind of craziness, but God still had his head of protection on me. Why? Because he knew that I belonged to him even when I didn't know.
That's right. Yes, he does.
That was another part of my life that I didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
All of you out there right now, there's things that you're doing,
mm-hmm.
huh? that you think you don't belong to God because you're doing what you're doing. Oh, the devil is a liar. You still belong to God. Yeah. You think I didn't pick up a joint and put it to our mouth and try to smoke it? You know why I stopped smoking weed? I smoked it once or twice, and I thought, oh, no, I don't need nothing else to increase my appetite. I already love to eat. You get even more hungry.
Yeah.
I said, I don't need no making me more hungry. I just eating and laughing. That's all I did. And I thought, this is stupid. This thing costs too much money for me to want to eat and laugh. Mm-mm. I do that on my own.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So yes. God himself has to take the taste out of your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
What, it doesn't matter what it is that you're doing, that he got to take that taste out of your mouth. Some people are saying, I don't smoke weed. I don't drink. I don't do none of that. But you lying. Well, no. I might tell a white lie. A lie is a lie. You out there sleeping around, that's adultery, right? While you try to point the finger at someone else, I don't do that, and I don't do that, and I don't do that. God is going, but you do this, and you do this.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the thing. With God, sin is sin. There's no measuring tape.
Mm-mm.
You could say, I only took a Snickers, and he killed somebody. Sin is sin.
Yep.
One sin does not outweigh the other. It's all sin.
Mm-hmm.
The reason why God is telling you this is because he's saying there's so many out there that want to know God's plans. And God is saying you don't have a need to know because mm-hmm. you can't change anything if you did know.
That's right.
That's why God is the only one that knows. He is the only one. Whatever the situation is in your life, only God knows when you're coming out of it. Only mm-hmm. God knows how bad it's going to get. Only God knows. Today yeah. he's telling me to tell you that all of you think you got a need to know. Mm-hmm. The only mm-hmm. thing you need to know is that God is still with you.
Amen.
He's a merciful, Amen. Forgiving, Amen. Loving God.
Yes,
and
Lord.
As long as he's saying, you got him,
mm-hmm.
then you have hope. Hope means God is going to change your life. He's going to
yes.
turn things around.
Yes, he
and
can.
Guess what? You mm-hmm. might not be doing anything, mm-hmm. right? You mm-hmm. might not smoke, drink, lie, steal. You might not do any of that. But you don't go to church. So God has to create in you a desire to want to go into his house and mm-hmm. get to know him better. You say, I don't do nothing wrong. I live my life good. I try to help people. I'm a decent person. And God is saying, but you don't know me.
Yep.
Because you have chosen not to accept me as your Lord and Savior.
Okay.
I'm telling you, God is trying to wake us up. Why? Because we think we need to know this and we think we need to know that. Mm-hmm. And all we need to know is God is with us. Mm-hmm. He loves us. He's protecting
yes.
us.
Yes.
He is omnipresent, omnipotent, and omniscient. Those are the three O's you need to know. Uh-oh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That means God sees it all, he knows it all, and he can handle it all.
Amen.
Amen. God
Amen.
Bless you guys.
Ooh, thank you, Jesus. We want to thank Pastor Kathy for that wonderful word this evening. I think that deserves a hand clap praise. And before we have Pastor Kathy come back and give us the benediction, I'd like to ask our guests online to give a brief response on how they enjoyed the word this evening. Amen. And we're going to start with 704-724. God bless you. How are you this evening? And do you have a response on how you enjoyed the word? Amen. Praise God. 980-417, God bless you. How are you this evening? And do you have a response on how you enjoyed the word?
You know, I got to say, all my spiritual sons just don't want to say a word. Ah, bless them, Jesus. Thank God they're on the line. I love them anyway. They ain't going to say nothing. All of them, you calling out, those are my spiritual sons. And they're going, Mama, Mama, you know, you. Hey, I'm with you, though. I'm still with you.
Okay, so I'll give you the rest. 716-510 and 619-559. So at this time, Pastor Kathy gonna come. You said something?
Hello?
Yes. Pastor Kathy?
Go ahead, say it.
Oh, I was going to say,
yes,
you want to come at this time to give the benediction.
Yes, ma'am, I will. I thought I heard someone in the background trying to say something, but I realized none of them want to give a word. Bless their hearts. All they want to do is listen.
It's
and
okay.
I thank God.
At least they are listening.
That's what I thank God that they're listening, that they're hearing God's word.
Amen.
That's more important than anything they got to give. They don't have to get no feedback.
No.
Just because they listen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I know that one that says, say less, Miss Kathy, say less. That young man, he's so faithful. He's so faithful. I just, you know, I want to be there when God finally puts him into position. Because he definitely has a calling on his life. He is an awesome, awesome, awesome young man. Awesome young man. The other one, he's sitting there, I guess he on his hospital bed, going, Mama, you know I can't get around too good right now. But he listening.
Amen.
I told him, I said, sometimes God just keeps you still so you can hear what he's saying.
Yes.
So now they're all listening. My spiritual daughter out in San Diego, God bless you, sweetheart. She called me this morning. She said, I just want you to know I'm thinking about you. I love you. I said, oh, my goodness, that thing made my day.
Praise
just
God.
Made my day. She said, okay, go back to work now. Talk to you later.
Oh.
I love stuff like that.
Yes.
Sometimes you don't have to say too much.
No.
Just knowing that someone is there thinking about you, that they love you, that they enjoy hearing the word of God come through you, that's enough.
Amen, amen.
Because God can take that little bit of seed and keep growing it and growing it and growing it within them. Right now I'm going to ask Pastor Stephen if he would close us out in prayer through the benediction as the Lord leads him. God bless you guys. Love you. Here's Pastor Stephen.
Oh, wow.
Lord, we want to thank you for this word that Pastor Kathy came forth with. We want to thank you for the listeners that was listening on the lines. Lord, we just want to give you all the praise and all the honor today. God, we want you to go into the bedroom, the hospitals, and touch each and every one that was on the line today. Whatever their needs may be, Lord, just let your will be done. So, God, as we leave these lines, but never your presence, we give you all the praise and honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. God bless you, Pastor Stephen. Love you.
Bless you. Love you, too.
Have a good evening, everybody. God bless
you. God bless you guys. Love you. Good night.
Good night.
Belongs to you. Belongs. thank you for tuning in. And if you'd like to be a blessing to this ministry, you can send your love gift offerings to Pray One for Another, P.O. Box 596, Bronx, New York, 104.